Hey everyone, and welcome to the All It Takes to Gold podcast, the best place in the entire world, including all of Canada, to learn how to build new thoughts, new actions, and new results. I'm your host, John Acuff, and today we're back for another episode of Summer School. You're going to love this one because it's about mental health and about some specific things you can do on a specific time that a lot of people struggle, which is Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. We're talking about the Sunday scaries today. But first, a quick word from the sponsor of today's episode. Quick question. What if you could guarantee the success of your goals? No, seriously. The book you want to write? Guaranteed. The business you want to start? Guaranteed. The exercise plan you want to stick with? Guaranteed. What if no goal was off limits? It's possible with the Guaranteed Goals community. The Guaranteed Goals community is my first ever membership program where you'll find the courage, connection, and most importantly, the community you need to win all your goals. Ever since I started hosting online challenges with tens of thousands of people from around the world, the number one request people sent me was for a private, non-Facebook community where we can all work on our goals together. That's why I created the Guaranteed Goals community on a user-friendly platform where you won't be overwhelmed with endless dance videos, silly reels, and dog memes. Inside this community, in addition to learning my fail-proof formula for achieving goals, you'll get access to a massive course library, check-ins with my team for accountability, the chance to win awesome prizes, 12 VIP Q&A sessions with me, the ability to team up with other members who are working on similar goals as you, and so much more. A year from now, I want you to be thankful for the way you invested in yourself and your goals today. Join me at acuff.me/goals. That's acuff.me/goals. I'll see you there. All right, back to summer school. What's summer school? It's our chance in the summer to share some popular ideas to some popular questions. So all year long, we get a lot of questions on the podcast around a handful of topics. So things like writing books, things like being a public speaker, things like mental health, things like being in shape. So we decided, okay, this summer, let's have a summer school. We'll answer a bunch of questions. We'll share a bunch of content. It'll be really fun. You can listen to it, whether you're on the beach or the lake or, you know, whatever else. Another body of water, a river, like even a pond. I always think there's a bar in our town called The Pond, and I always think that is the saddest body of water to name a bar after. Pond. No one, when you say the word pond, nobody goes, oh, beautiful. It's mystical. But you can listen to it anywhere you are this summer. As always, I'm joined by my buddy GN. We're doing these episodes together. He and I today are going to jump into mental health, because that is a very popular topic. It's a very common question we get. And we thought it'd be fun today to talk about specifically how do you deal with the Sunday scaries? Because I think everybody's experienced that. And the Sunday scaries, if you haven't had a name for that, are that sense of dread you sometimes feel on Sunday afternoon as you think about work, as you think about the week, as you think about everything you have to do starting tomorrow. They call that the Sunday scaries. So today, he and I are going to go rapid fire back and forth. We both have some ideas we're going to share. So I'm going to share one. He's going to share one. So let's get started, Gian.
Yeah, John. According to a LinkedIn survey, 80% of professionals say they experience Sunday scaries, with over 90% of millennials and Gen Z reporting they feel it. Have you ever felt the Sunday scaries, John?
Oh my gosh, I was like the king of it for the first half of my career. I was the mayor of Sunday Scary Town. The joke I would do is I would say Saturday was a weekend day and Sunday felt like pre-Monday. Like around, I saw a study that said scientists studied the week, and for the average American, the saddest, most depressing hour of the week is Sunday at noon. And that was my story. After church, I'd be like, oh, here it comes. Like I could feel it coming. So yeah, I would, and Jenny would say the same thing about me, that I experienced for probably 15, 17 years. So I feel very well versed in it. I used to get my mail in Sunday Scary Town. Like I spent so much time there. So yes, I have experienced it.
Yeah, I've experienced it too, John. And I feel like a little bit of emphasis comes when I pay attention to when my wife and I have arguments, and it's usually Sunday afternoons. And I think we're both experiencing that a little bit, and we're a little bit on edge, and then something just sets us off.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much. Like if you, something you fight about on Sunday, you would laugh about on Tuesday. You know what I mean? Or like Friday. That's a good, we just went into marriage territory, but that's a good marriage question. Would we fight about this on Friday night? And if we wouldn't, why are we fighting about it on Sunday afternoon? Because maybe it's the time of week it is, and that's exasperating things, if you will.
Yeah. So, John, let's start our draft, if you will, of how can we cope with the Sunday scaries? You go
draft
first.
Draft meaning there's 10 items and we're going to pick the ones we think work the best.
Correct. Yep.
Gotcha. The first one for me that I would pick is if we had like a list of options would be I plan my week. I get such comfort and such peace out of planning my week. I often say that paper shrinks fear. And what I mean by that is in your head, fear is big and loud and complicated and tangly. And then you put it on a piece of paper and you go, oh, it's not so big. Like, oh, it's not so crazy. And so for me, planning my week ahead of time, and I teach an entire lesson on this in the Guaranteed Goals community about this focus system that I use with my whiteboard and this piece of paper. And it's changed how I look at the week. So for me, taking control of the week and going, okay, I'm not going to wait for Monday to kind of sucker punch me at 8 a.m. I'm going to get a little ahead of it. I don't plan it to the finite detail, but I'm going to have a sense of what's coming this week so that I can prepare and be ready for it. So that for me, I've said that before. The cure to overthinking isn't more thinking. The cure to overthinking is action. And so if you're overthinking your week, planning it can really help.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good. I remember when I decided I'm not going to try to bring work home, I was like, both Saturday and Sunday is going to be just family time. And Sunday evening came around and I was like, I have no idea what to expect tomorrow morning. It's an unknown, because I don't know what's happening.
And it's not a happy unknown. Usually unknowns aren't like, I could get a present. There could be kids. Somebody's going to have a pony in my office. It's not a happy unknown, dude. It's a dark cave that you're entering into. So I turned the flashlight on bright, dude. So that was mine. What's your first pick? What would you pick?
My first pick is going off of your latest book, Soundtracks, is pay attention to the soundtracks that you're telling yourself about Sunday evening, right? It can still be an exciting time. You can still have family time. You can have game night on Sunday. My wife and I started having at times people over on Sunday evening just to have some social time. And that has just completely changed the way that we see Sunday evening. It's just been incredible.
I bet, dude. And I think you're right. I think the broken soundtrack a lot of people have around Sunday night, particularly, is Sunday has to suck. They've accepted culturally, we've all told ourselves, we've made this weird agreement that Sunday has to suck. Here comes Monday. But what if you just said, okay, because we talk about in soundtracks, retire broken soundtracks, replace them with new ones and repeat those new ones so often they become automatic. So what if you retired Sunday has to suck and you came up with a new one? Sunday can still be fun. Or Sunday can still have friends. Sunday has friends. What if you said Sunday has friends and then you went out of your way to go, I do something active on Sunday nights. That's what I do. One of my soundtracks that's helped with Sunday scaries or any time that I feel stressed is it's for now, not forever. The thing I'm feeling is for now, not forever. Your feelings lie to you because when they come in, they go, hey, by the way, that sadness, that stress, I'm the new feeling and I'm forever. This is how you'll feel for the rest of your life. And no. This is for now, not forever. So just because I feel a certain way Sunday afternoon doesn't mean I'll feel that way Monday afternoon or Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday afternoon. So you're right. Soundtracks have helped me a lot. That's a great one, Gian. Okay, I'll pick next. My next one, I personally will try to exercise on Sundays. I know I'm going to here's the thing. If you fight somebody, if you have an opponent, a villain you're fighting, and you fight them for 15 years, you should learn and expect to fight them. You should be wait a second. But I think a lot of us, me included, for 10 years, I was like, man, I just don't know what it is. Sunday got me again. If you know it's going to be like that, then you should throw everything you got against it. And for me, that's a short run, or that's doing CrossFit, or that's like, I need, if you made a chart and said, which days of the week do you need endorphins the most? Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. So that's something I try to do, is I try to have a little bit of exercise, whether it's a walk in the neighborhood with my family. If it's a really stressful day, like it might be a 4 mile run, it might be a 5 mile run, it might be an hour long workout with weights. So I try to add a little endorphins to Sunday versus just sitting in the feeling.
Yeah. Love that. I thought also in Brazil, when I was growing up, there's always this show that comes on almost like 60 minutes, and the music, the intro music would trigger my depression of the Sundays.
And, oh yeah, because you know it was like the end of the day.
And
it was
60 minutes. Yeah. That clock ticking only comes on Sunday evenings. Right? Dude,
yeah.
and that, up there, I was like, I need to do something. First of all, I need to just stop listening to the TV around this time. And second, I just need to go combat it with some exercise. And I love that. Yeah. Love that tip. Yeah.
Okay. What's your next one?
My second pick is pay attention to your diet. Right. I love drinking Coca-Cola. That's my favorite. If Coke wants to slid into the DMs, John,
like
pure, and sponsor this podcast.
Pure, like straight up, not zero or like no, vanilla Scooby-Doo Dream Center Cola. Like,
no, I'm a simple guy. I'm a simple guy.
Okay.
Just Coke.
Is Brazil pure sugar, like cane sugar?
Yes.
What kind of cola do you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's much different. And every country that I visited, the Coke is completely different from one place to another. But I love Coke, but I avoid it on Sundays. I save Cokes for the weekends, but it stops on lunch on Sunday. Because if I drink Coke for Sunday night with a pizza even, or a burger, even though they deserve a Coca-Cola next to it, I can't sleep, right? My heart beats faster automatically on Sundays. I don't need Coke to beat even faster. So that's what I'm trying to pay attention to. Yeah, the caffeine.
So you're
of
paying
Coke.
Attention. Okay, that's interesting. How many Cokes are we talking about? Are you like drinking 40 Cokes on Saturday?
No. I used to drink one can of Coke a day. And then I'm like, that cannot be healthy, right? So then now I just save it for the meals. Two meals on Saturday, I treat myself. Yeah. And then sometimes on Sunday for lunch. But
can
never.
Or 2 liter? Are you guzzling a 2 liter?
No.
Okay.
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Okay. I get it. Before I drank coffee, I was one of those guys that was like, Diet Coke is all the caffeine I needed. And that's what I would drink in the morning. And my wife drank coffee and she's like, come on, you weirdo, drink coffee. And then I got a job at Home Depot corporate writing advertising. And it was on day one, the amount of work I had to do and the pressure was so intense. I went down to the store at Home Depot and I bought a coffee mug that day. I was like, looks like we're going to need this. And I've never, somebody the other day was like, oh, you're addicted to coffee. And I was like, yeah, you're addicted to air. I don't shame you. Yeah. Why don't you pump the brakes a little? Like you're always breathing air. Like I'm fine with that. I have friends that quit caffeine all the time. And I'm like, I don't know why. I don't know why you would, but okay, that's interesting. So one of yours is you check your diet on Sundays.
Yes. Also just with other foods, right? That could give me more stress. Right. Probably should avoid Taco Bell on Sundays. Maybe, you know, if you're a Taco Bell fan, go for Taco Bell. But for me, I know that, you know, Taco Bell is probably not going to do so well. And it's already going to create more stress than I already have on a Sunday.
I get it. You don't have to add more to days that are already stressful. My next pick is I go to bed at a reasonable time. Like I try to not stay up late on Sunday nights. I found over the years that not sleeping doesn't help my stress. Go figure. Shocking. I hope a lot of podcast listeners wrote that down. I'll say it again because it's earth shattering. The less sleep I get, the more stress I have. There's the tweet. The less sleep I get, the more there's a direct correlation. So I'll go to bed at a reasonable time. I would go to bed at 9 every night if Jenny would let me. Like she is much more of a night owl than I am. I didn't know that. That didn't come up in premarital counseling. Also, she walked out of the Neverending Story movie, which I feel like I should have gotten a heads up on that one in premarital counseling because I love that movie. I'll go to bed at like 10 on Sunday. I'll leave my phone in another room, which I do every night because if I bring my phone in, my phone is never encouraging me to go to sleep. At a reasonable time. It's always saying the opposite, like just one more video. and then I'll read some fiction. I don't read nonfiction at night because I don't want to get fired up. And nonfiction fires me up to be like, we could do more goals. We could do it. Like, you can't read David Goggins at night. There, I said it. You shouldn't read David Goggins before you fall asleep, or you're going to fight people in every dream you have. You're just going to be running and running and running and running. And so, yeah, I read fiction at night. That's my jam.
Yeah, I was, we were watching The Count of Monte Cristo, my wife and I, and the kids were just playing on the side, you know, and we're watching, there's sword fights and it's a little scary. And I wasn't even paying attention. My kids were really watching it, you know, and then that night they just couldn't sleep. You know, they're like, I'm having bad dreams. Yeah. And I was like, no, it's Jim Caviezel. Like, this is a great movie. Yeah. You should have appreciated the art, not focused on the fighting. But,
they were amped up. So I try to do less amped up stuff.
Yeah. I love that. My next pick is, and we talk about this a lot too, John, is leave yourself something exciting for Monday morning. I know thousands of people's exciting thing is the All It Takes Is a Go podcast. They're listening right now because that's their reward for Monday morning, you know?
But, we hear that constantly. People tell us that in the streets. I can't walk in the streets without people coming up to me and telling me about this podcast.
That's the thing too, is if you're planning your week that Sunday evening, leave something exciting that you would like to do. If it's workout, it's a workout. If it's coffee with friends, it's coffee with friends. But plan something exciting for that Monday morning. I have some coworkers that they go to Crumble Cookies every Monday morning, first thing when they get to the office together, and they get some cookies together. You know, so you get the relationship aspect, you get your sugar rush in there too. And so it's just find something that you love and leave that for Monday morning to make it up for the Sunday scaries.
I love that. That's a perfect example. And you're right. When I plan the week, I'm able to see stuff I am looking forward to. So that I am able to go, okay, what do I have headed my way that, oh, okay. If I go to, like, I joke about that. Like, I love coffee so much that some nights I want to go to bed earlier so I can get the coffee faster. Like, if I see somebody drinking coffee in a movie and I'm watching on Sunday night, I'm like, oh man, that could be me. Like, if we went to bed, if we wrap this thing up, I'd be that much closer, to the coffee. Even making your coffee the night before, like, setting it as an alarm, like, can make you go, okay, I got something to look forward to tomorrow. Yep. That's going to be fun. I love that idea of leaving something. And I often talk about that in relationships too. No wonder you stay up late on your phone. Like, you've left all your stuff to look forward to until night. Like, and that happens naturally as a parent. Like, I get that, especially if you have young kids. I remember those days where it was like, when you finally got them to sleep, you tried to do 100 things that you weren't able to do because they are trying to kill themselves, like putting their fingers in the sockets and stuff. And so I get that. But I think at the same time, you should try to find something that's encouraging the next day. Not just do it at night. The last one I'll share, that I really kind of make a point on is I'll check my vitals. And what I mean by that is I'll check what's really going on. Cause sometimes the Sunday scary has a deeper thing. Like, I call it pulling the thread. I'm like, is there something that's out of whack right now that I do need to address? Like, is this a feeling? Cause like, I now know when I feel stressed on Sunday, I go, oh, hey, stress. Good to see you again. Yeah. Thought you'd be here. It's because it's Sunday. Like, I'm not surprised by it. I expect it. It shows up. Like, we clink coffee mugs and then like I go about my life because I'm not going to entertain that. But there's also times where you go, wait a second. Is there something specific I need to deal with? Is this a sign of a bigger, like, I do need to think about my job in a different way. I have a personal relationship that's really busted and that's weighing on me. Like, I can feel the weight of that. And until I resolve this, or until I at least apologize, or until at least I make some steps in the right direction, it doesn't matter if it's Sunday. I'm going to feel kind of gross on Friday. I'm going to feel kind of gross on Thursday. So I think you can also go, is there something else going on? And so I kind of check my vitals, and by vitals, I'll go, okay, is there something at work? Like, it works pretty cool. Okay. Is there something in my relationships? Like, is there a friend I'm on the outs with? Is there something Jenny and I are arguing about? Is there, you know, am I worried about my kids? Okay. Health-wise, is there anything that's kind of, you know, wacky with my health? Like, I ate terribly all weekend and I either feel gross about it or I feel ashamed about it. Okay. Is there something financially? Like, did we get, you know, like, If I get mail from the IRS, I'm like, oh, here we go. Even if it's like, we owe you a dollar. Like, I see that little, I'm like, oh, we're doomed. Like, I'm going to be in a federal prison like Andy Dufresne in Shawshank Redemption, dropping rocks down out of my pants so I can carve my way out with Morgan Freeman. Like, is there something financial going on? So I ask, you know, and again, I don't do this like I spend an hour and I map it out. It's just real quick. Is there something, it's kind of like, is there a wrench in the spokes of my bike? Like, is there something impeding? Are the brakes, like, have you ever ridden a bike where you can hear the brakes rubbing against the tire and you're like, I'm going slower? And it's not a mystery, dude. It's not. The brakes are too tight and every rotation they stop it. So have my brakes gotten too tight somewhere and I need to do something about it? And maybe they haven't. It's just a general feeling. But I think it's good every now and then to go, is this normal Sunday scaries? Or is this something different that I need to be like, oh, I got to address this? So that's the last thing I do is I check the vitals. What's your last tip?
My last, and we're talking about a podcast here, John, inside a podcast, but there are dozens of options of podcasts, John, that if you just search Sunday Scaries, there is dozens of options that you could go search. There's one that takes you through retail therapy. There's one that discusses horror film as a way to cope with Sunday Scaries. So there's anybody can find one that can help them through the Sunday Scaries. My favorite is one where the guy monotonously talks about the Office episodes. He actually narrates every Office episode in a monotonous voice, and it just puts you to sleep right away.
That's funny, dude. Does he read the scripts or he just describes the episodes?
It looks like he's watching the episode and monotonously describing. Jim went, enters through the door. He approaches Michael Scott. Now he talks to Michael Scott.
Dude, the internet and like social media is unbelievable. The things you can find that, you know, because if you said it would make me feel better if I could listen to somebody boring describe The Office, like they have that. That's available. Yep. There's any content, like you can't trick or you can't like out Google the internet. It's going to have a result that says, actually, there's a guy in Topeka, Kansas, and that's what he does.
Yep.
And it's called, what is it? You're going to have to look up the name. We'll put the name in the show notes. Yep. So Ross, please add that to the show notes because that is hilarious. But here's the thing. We hope that your next Sunday Scaries aren't as scary. We think there's some simple things you can do. I would say, here's the last thing I'd say. I wouldn't say I'm done with the Sunday Scaries. Like I said earlier, they still show up, like not as frequently and not as powerfully as they used to before I really started being deliberate about them, but they still show up because they can still be stressful. My Monday can still be stressful. My Tuesday can still be stressful. But when they show up, I don't entertain it. I don't go, hey, whatever you say is true. Hey, I'm going to sit in this for the next 4 hours. Hey, I'm going to be grumpy to my wife and kids. Hey, I'm going to stay up too late because I'm stressed and I feel like additional YouTube videos will fix this. It's not going to fix this. The next Instagram reel is not going to make you feel less stressed. You're just going to feel additional stress because now you've burned through an hour. I just don't do that as much anymore. I still get stuck in the internet just like anybody else. But with a few tools and a few techniques, the Sunday Scaries are a lot easier. Gian, thank you for joining me today. That was a fun one. We'll do another episode of Summer School next week. Please make sure you keep those reviews coming. They're so encouraging. Please make sure you follow or subscribe. We'll put all the links in the show notes as always. We'll be back next Monday with another episode. And remember, all it takes is a goal.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the All It Takes Is a Goal podcast and to get access to today's show notes and exclusive content from John Acuff, visit acuff.me/podcast. Thanks again for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of the All It Takes Is a Goal podcast.